get them, because now when you don't, that first goal becomes so critical and important. And I talk about this all the time. When a team scores, you get momentum, you get a life, you get energy off of that. And when you don't, or when you get one up, it puts you back on your heels a little bit. And you could see that running in the next couple of minutes here, which, you know, there's a 3-minute, 4-minute stretch here that I thought we didn't play very well, and it ended up costing us the game, as it turned out.
That first goal came at 7:29. The second one came at 9:04 from Hawkins.
Faceoff controlled by Michigan Tech. 4-on-4 play. Huskies down by a goal, 1-0. Liebinger up for Tanner Carroll, just getting a piece of that. Cassera made a great defensive play. 2-on-1 back the other way with Cooper. Shot scored. Cooper able to dish it off, and Hawkins buried it. And it's a 2-0 Bowling Green lead for the second straight night.
Well, we seem to struggle on 4-on-4, and we certainly did on that play, but a nice pass made there by the Falcons, Cooper over to Hawkins.
Well, yeah, it was, but when you watch it on tape, there's some blown assignments, and just even the rush, we have one of our defensemen jumping up and tries to make the play with Tanner, and he thinks it's going to get through, so he jumps by their guy, and sure enough, it doesn't, and now we got a forward back and a defenseman back. The forward actually did a pretty good job. He caught their guy, and I don't think our other defenseman played the 2-on-1. He didn't see our guy getting back and takes a stick out of the passing lane and opens a pass up for Hawkins. And, on the goal, it's a good release, but I don't like where it went in the net either. You know, it's just a lot of little things happen on. It just wasn't one mistake. There's about 3 mistakes on the goal, and I didn't like it. And the bad part about it comes, you know, shortly thereafter, giving up the first goal.
And shortly thereafter, after that goal, we get the third goal against us.
The Huskies go from a good opportunity to tie the game on the power play to a 4-on-4 goal given up. And here's Freeman for Polkamp. His shot did not get through. In front, they score again! Right to the backside, and Bowling Green has taken a 3-0 lead with 10:36 remaining.
Mercier gets the goal. That is his fourth of the season. Friedman and Polkamp get the assist, and kind of just a spin-around whack to the front of the net that just landed right on the stick of Mercier.
Yeah, and their guy had some presence to just sort of throw it at the net, but we had people back. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't stop in front of the net, and their guy did. And you'll see it in the tape. We have a guy who does a real good job back checking, and all he's got to do is stop with his player. And instead, he just sort of drifts behind the net, thinking the puck's going to come there. And it doesn't. Their guy makes a good play, throws it right out front. The guy's all alone. And, we did. We had, it was like basically we had 4 guys back to their 2 and did not do a good job covering. So that's the game. And, here we are. 20 seconds later, we give up another goal, and that's where you need, once you give up one, you need that, what we call bounce back shift, or, that push back. And in that 2-minute stretch, less than 2 minutes, basically, we're down 3-0. And that's how things can change.
Yeah. Well, we make a comeback, though, or at least we try to. Blake Pietola at the 12:30 mark. It's a huge goal for the Huskies. Malcolm Gould and Patrick Anderson in his very first game also helping on this goal.
Huskies win the faceoff, down 3-0, shot towards the goal, wide of the net. Hopped on the back of the net, came back off. Here's Pietola. Weak side point, Hannah. His shot tipped in front. Save made there. Kick to Gould. His shot. Rebound. Scores! Blake Pietola on the doorstep gets the Huskies back in this game. 3-1.
So a big goal there by Pietola in the right spot at the right time, and just good pressure by the Huskies.
Good pressure, yeah. We did a real nice job. And, like I said, we did a lot of really good things on Saturday. I thought we played a better overall game, but we needed to score. When you don't score, it just sort of keeps the other team in the game. And, obviously they scored and got all the momentum. But I will say one thing about our team is we have great resiliency. We have great perseverance. We stay with it, and I really like that about this team, and there's a lot of good things about this team. And they stay with it and they continue to battle. We just have to shore up a couple other things, but good for Blake. We're going to need Blake to get hot and to play well going forward. And part of it's offensively and part of it's defensively.
Burke gave up a soft goal to Blake to make it a 3-2 game at the 17:32 mark.
Shane Hanna now able to headband it up for Hedel. A long shift for those guys. Dumped in. Thuros will go in on the forecheck. Some fresh legs out there now for Michigan Tech. 3-1 Bowling Green. We're late in the second period. 2.5 minutes remaining. Pietola will shoot. Save scores! It got through! Oh, and Burke can't believe it! It snuck right through him. Pietola will take it, his second of the game.
Nice job by Blake to get something on net there, and he'll take it exactly. The goal is assisted on by Malcolm Gould and Reed Sturros, and Blake's eighth of the season.
Yeah, they did a nice job that whole shift. You know, we put good pressure on, kept the puck alive, and we really battled hard in the corners, and that's what I liked about it. And whether you can say it's good goal, bad goal, I mean, I just like the effort that was put forth on that shift, and they got rewarded. And, you know, there's no such thing as a bad shot, Dirk. You throw it at the net, and anything – I've seen – stranger goals than that, I'm telling you. I've seen some weird ones in NCAA tournament games. I've seen it all. So good for Blake. And it's we talked about funneling the puck to the net, and that was sort of a funnel play. And you know, it's a big goal. It got us right back into the game. Now you're shot away,
and you hopefully got the confidence of their netminder down a little bit, and you know, right back in this game, their coach is getting a little bit irritated by what's going on, and I you know, that was ended up being the final 3-2. We did not get the equalizer. We had that power play at the end that I thought Bowling Green did a really nice job against us.
Well, they did. You can see why they're the top rated penalty killing team in the nation. I mean, they do a good job. They play their lanes and use their sticks well. They don't get out of position. I think, you know, we did a lot of things to try and pull them out of position, and they did, and they hung in there. And but you can say what you want. We got a couple looks that we wanted, and Tanner Carroll, you know, it's a game of maybe 3 inches. I mean, he rings one off the post, has the goaltender beat. That goes in, and now, you know, maybe earlier in the year we're getting those goals. That goal would go in, and now we really got them where we want them. And that's it. It's a game of inches. But, you know, and I told the team after the game, and, I like our, like I said, our perseverance, our bounce back, our will stay with it. But we have to make sure we change. We cannot keep digging ourselves in the hole against good teams. You know, you're not going to be able to score your way all the way back because our offense is hard to force. But having said that, we have to be better when we get our opportunities. We have to be hungry around the net. We have to have at the same time a little more patience. So here I'm telling them to be hungry but more patient, you know, at different times. And we're going to score goals. This team's going to go – we're going to score goals. Then it boils down to team defense. You know, we just can't be giving up, you know, the goals we are. We're giving up way too many goals too easily, especially at home lately. And you can't give up 5 goals at home and expect to win. You can't give up, you know, 3's a lot to give up. That seems to be that magic number. If you can keep it under 3, you got a chance. But we gave up 3 Friday and won a hockey game. But that's too many goals to be given up at home or anywhere and expect to win. You look at the numbers we had in the first half, we're not giving those up. So between goaltending and penalty killing and just our forwards and defense playing better, we have to do a better job defensively.
Coach, we have such a deep team, and I'm convinced that no matter who we have in the lineup that we can beat anybody right in the country. But did we, with the guys that we had out on Saturday especially, did we start feeling a little bit of that, do you think, with Tyler Hanenin being out, Neville being out still, and you know, a couple other, of course, Johnstone still out?
Well, you got 3 pretty good players, yeah. You know, and when you're not scoring a lot or goals are hard to come by, it's be nice to have those guys in. Having said that, we talked about our depth a lot, and we do have depth. Like Patrick Anderson came in and played his first game ever here, and you probably, you know, it didn't look out of place, you know, and that's good. So we have some guys who can play. Yeah, you'd like to have your, you know, Hanenin was playing, you know, maybe his best hockey that he's ever played here. So I think that's the hard part, because he's just finally starting to get it and playing well and playing hard and playing on the right side of the puck. And, you know, David's he's skilled, you know, anytime he touches the puck offensively, he's got that yet, which a lot of guys don't have. He's got 14 points for us, which is pretty darn good. And then obviously Mike Neville can come in and you know, with his work ethic, and we miss his penalty killing as much as his offense. We miss his penalty killing, mm-hmm, and his shot blocking and his face off. So yes, you cannot replace those guys, but we have other guys who can come in and do some other things in the lineup. So, and they might be out for a while. So I'll get a report today on all 3 of those players and see where we're at. So we're going to have to soldier on, Dirk, with what we have, and we like what we have.
Oh,
I
absolutely
told the team, I like this team. I really like the team. I like the makeup. I like the personalities. I like the work ethic. I like, you know, almost everything about this team. I really do. Now we got to go out and do it.
Absolutely. Final score on Saturday night, 3-2 in front of 3,435 fans. Huskies were 0-4 on the power play. Bowling Green also 0-4 on the power play. And Michigan Tech splits on the weekend. All right. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Fairbanks is coming in to the McGinnis Student Ice Arena on Friday and Saturday night. Very good team. Coach will talk about them. Plus, your questions coming up later on in the show. DJ at the mix93.com. Still have time to get those in, but do it quickly. Mel Pearson Show continues right after this.